Science and technology.
Military camouflage. That old razzle-dazzle. How to confuse the enemy about how quickly you are travelling.
In the Second World War, many Allied ships were painted with dark and light stripes and other contrasting shapes, making them look a bit like zebra. The idea was to distort an enemy submarine commander's perception of the ship's size, shape, range, heading and speed, so as to make it harder to hit with the non-homing torpedoes of the period. These had to be pointed not at the target directly, but rather at the place where the commander thought the target would be when the torpedo arrived. At the time, though, it was only an educated guess that this so-called dazzle camouflage would work. Now someone has actually tested it, and the short answer is that it does work, but not in the way that Allied navies thought it did. Ships move too slowly for dazzle camouflage to be effective. However, it might well have a role in protecting faster-moving vehicles, such as military Land Rovers. Nicholas Scott Samuel of the University of Bristol and his colleagues came to this conclusion by asking volunteers to watch patterned rectangles cross a computer screen. Some of the rectangles had horizontal stripes inside them. Some had vertical stripes, some had zigzags, and some had checks. Others, acting as controls, had no internal patterns. Each test involved a jazzy rectangle crossing the screen, either before or after a plain one. Volunteers had to estimate which of the two was travelling faster. In fact, in all cases, the two rectangles travelled at the same speed. But the researchers varied the conditions in other ways without telling the participants. Sometimes both rectangles travelled slowly, at just over 3 degrees of arc a second from the observer's point of view, as a ship might. Sometimes they travelled much faster at 20 degrees a second, mimicking the way a land vehicle moves. The jazzy rectangles also came in different flavours. Some were low contrast, i.e. not very jazzy at all, and some high contrast. The upshot, as Dr. Scott Samuel reports in the Public Library of Science, was that participants were not fooled by slow-moving rectangles nor by low-contrast ones. Fast-moving, high-contrast shapes, however, did befuddle them. On average, an observer reckoned that such a fast, jazzy rectangle was going 7% slower than was actually the case. Ships, therefore, travel too slowly for dazzle camouflage to work. In any case, modern torpedoes and missiles are guided to their target electronically. But 20 degrees a second corresponds to the perceived movement of a vehicle 70 metres away that is travelling at 90 kilometres per hour. That is precisely the sort of distance from which an unguided rocket-propelled grenade might be fired at a lightly armoured military vehicle, and just the sort of speed such a vehicle might be travelling at. Perhaps the answer then is for modern armies to buy their Land Rovers second-hand from game parks, which often paint them in zebra stripes for effect. Whether real zebra got their own jazzy stripes to confuse predators has yet to be determined.